This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Chris Hammerman is the City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation Department Program Manager. Chris, good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Good morning.
Well, I wanted to talk about all the work done recently at the Stewart Park Pavilion with a lot of folks off, taking a little holiday break. People have been out in the parks. I've gotten some questions about it. And talk about the work and what's been done.
Yeah, so the pavilion was showing some, well, it had some leaky roof issues, and that was starting to cause some structural damage in the roofing structure. So in 2019, we applied for a grant through Oregon Parks and Recreation Department to replace the roof and do some other improvements. So the old tile roof, which was pretty heavy, and that was part of the reason why it was failing, was removed. A new metal roof was put on, along with some skylights. Six skylights were installed, and then some improved lighting and electrical. And along with all of that work, the old River Rock fireplaces were removed because they were just really hard to maintain, and they were actually part of the structure. So in removing those, we had to replace a couple roof trusses because the old roof trusses actually were sitting on those fireplaces as a support. So now it's just having those removed, it really opens it up more, and it's a lot lighter and brighter in there, especially with the skylights. So
I was over there the other day, and it really, I mean, it looks like an entirely different structure. Like you said, very opened up, much more modern, light, and bright.
Yeah, and that was our goal. You know, when we noticed the damage and what needed to be done, we thought, well, let's take advantage of this opportunity to really make some other improvements to update the structure and make it more user-friendly, and I think we've accomplished that.
And while I liked the look of those fireplaces, I mean, it really is, though, something from another time, very dated, and, I mean, people with barbecues and all that, there's a lot more options now that are more widely used anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and we still have the little outdoor grills just outside the structure itself, but the fireplaces, yeah, just were not being used anymore at least the way that we would hope. And so it was just time to get rid of those. And it's now that we have, I really like the way that it opened it up. So
and the skylight,
it could feel a lot bigger.
Yeah, and the skylights and the metal roof and all of that just looks really nice.
Yeah, and the metal roof will last. You know, they're probably a 50-year roof, so we won't have any issues with that roof for a really long time. So the taxpayers, you know, will get a lot of bang for the buck.
Now, when you look at a parks department, you've got a lot of infrastructure around the area that is decades old. This was probably built in the early 70s, going way back, and very popular place. And in non-COVID times, that pavilion is something that gets a lot of use.
Yeah, it definitely does. And that's as soon as we noticed the leaks, that's what made it a very high priority for us. Unfortunately, we applied for the grant and got it, and we were able to move pretty quickly on that before the damage got any worse and, you know, started to potentially rot out some of the framing structure.
I imagine that keeping on top of all the different structures, all the different things in the park system, is pretty busy. I mean, we got a lot of parks in the community, and most of them are older, and we're probably going to be running into more of this as well with some of the other areas.
Yeah, there's definitely a backlog of deferred maintenance that we're always trying to pick away at, and balance that with new projects and new things being brought online. So it's kind of always that balance of, well, and just trying to identify the next highest priority. And like you said, the pavilion gets heavy use, so that was a no-brainer as far as a high priority for us.
And how key to getting projects like this done is the help of these state grants?
Oh, it's huge because, you know, we have a maintenance budget, but that doesn't allow for big ticket items like this. So being able to get a grant and funding, secure funding from outside agencies is really key to getting something like this accomplished.
What's it been like to run a park system in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, like everything else in the world, it's been really weird. You know, normally you're trying to promote park use and get people out and about in large groups and things, and we've had to, you know, completely turn that on its head and unfortunately restrict large groups and things so that people stay safe. So it's been just really bizarre, but I think we're all kind of in that same boat regardless of what industry we're in. So, but yeah, it's definitely been a challenge.
And at the same time, you've got to maintain all of it for when we get through this and all these things can resume.
Yeah. Yeah. So maintenance goes on, and our park maintenance staff does a great job of keeping, you know, the everything looking good and usable. And yeah, we just look forward to the day coming soon, we hope, that we can all get back out and enjoy the things that we all love so much. And, you know, that's one thing that during the pandemic, I think parks and trails and open spaces, they're always really important, but I think it kind of shined a light on how important they are, especially during the pandemic when everything else was closed. People could still, you know, go for a walk or a bike ride on the trail and still, as long as they were practicing so safe distancing, you know, go out and use open spaces. So that's something that we were really kind of pride ourselves on, is we were able to stay open for the most part through the pandemic, and people really utilize that because we've seen increased use kind of across the board.
And for some of the folks that have moved in, and we know folks have come in since March to work remotely for the most part from Southern California, but probably some other places as well. I've talked to somebody who moved here not that long ago. They actually work in Los Angeles, and they plan to live here for a very long time because in L.A. there's not going to be a need to actually go back to the office, especially with the career they're in. But one of the things they commented on was all the open space and all the nice parks that Roseburg does have.
Yeah, for a community this size, I think we do have a nice park system, and you know there's always potential to make improvements and make it a little better, like this pavilion project. But yeah, for the most part, I think we have a great system. You know, we have a river running basically right through center of town with a trail that parallels it, and then all the great parks that it links, you know, to. So. Yeah, I would agree. I think we're fortunate.
All right, Chris Hammerman, Parks and Recreation Program Manager for the City of Roseburg. Chris, thanks for being on this morning.
You bet. Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.